Station 4, Aboriginal Hub.
Hello, my name is Hannah Lewis, the Aboriginal Programs Liaison at the farm and coordinator of the Institute for Aboriginal Health Garden. In honoring UBC's place on traditional and unceded Musqueam territory, the UBC farm aims to provide a site for community engagement, teaching, and research on land-based approaches to Indigenous health, food security, and food sovereignty. There are four Indigenous initiatives at the UBC farm: the Maya and Exile Garden, the Vancouver Native Health Society Garden Project, the Musqueam Garden, and the Institute for Aboriginal Health Teaching and Research Garden. An initiative of Vancouver Native Health Society, the VNHS Garden Project has been growing and preparing food at the farm since 2005. This project runs weekly community kitchens at the farm with urban Aboriginal participants who grow, prepare, and eat food while sharing knowledge and skills with members of the UBC community and beyond. Ceremonies and celebrations throughout the year mark important seasonal shifts in traditional foodways, such as the blessing of the land, harvest feast, and the use of the cedar smokehouse to smoke fish, part of the project's work to bridge land and sea. This project has an intergenerational focus, bringing elders and youth together as they host a diverse array of groups at the farm throughout the year. Drawing upon traditional Indigenous approaches to health and healing, the project focuses on treating the whole being and empowers participants to care for their own health needs, while acknowledging the context of colonialism and its impact on traditional foodways. The participants of the VNHS project have powerful stories of healing to share, from elders who have regained their mobility through gardening to participants whose work with the smokehouse has helped them through mental health problems and addictions. Connections with UBC have included graduate research exploring the project's importance as a culturally appropriate health initiative, and the construction of the Cedar Smokehouse by civil engineering students under the guidance of elders from the Haisla and Tsimshian First Nations. Located alongside the VNHS garden, the Musqueam Garden is run by members of that First Nation to support food security and sovereignty in their own community, growing edible and medicinal plants. Musqueam guidance, expertise, and knowledge plays a central role in the decision-making, ceremonies, and activities of the other Indigenous initiatives at the UBC farm, from oral histories of the land to supplying traditional foods and medicine-making knowledge. Currently, the Indigenous initiatives at the farm are working to develop a protocol with Musqueam about engaging with this site while honoring and acknowledging the thousands of years of history that First Nation has had with this land. The Institute for Aboriginal Health Garden, with an emphasis on teaching, learning, and research, aims to serve educational and research needs related to Indigenous food security. As with the other Indigenous initiatives at the farm, the IAH Garden is guided by the principle that food is medicine, and thus that a holistic understanding of health and healing includes the food that people eat. The IAH Garden partners with community groups to provide the 8-month-long culturally relevant urban wellness program for urban Aboriginal youth and recent immigrants that's based out of the garden. Food harvested from the IAH Garden is used in the monthly Feast Bowl Community Kitchen, a free meal which is prepared by and served to the UBC Aboriginal community and its family and friends at the First Nations House of Learning Longhouse on campus. The IAH garden grows over 30 different medicinal plants, more than half of which are native to this region. These plants are shared with the community, the other Indigenous initiatives at the farm, and are used in medicine-making workshops throughout the year. Look for labels in the rows to see well-known medicine plants such as Labrador tea, valerian, and wild ginger. The Maya and Exile Garden, located just on your left as you come in the entrance to the farm, was started at the UBC farm in 2000 by families that left Guatemala in the 1980s during political turmoil. With the Maya culture's important relationship to agriculture and particularly to the Three Sisters, corn, beans, and squash, family members from this community describe the garden as a way to maintain their relationship to the land and to pass along traditional knowledge and ceremony to their children. Maya gardener Leish Lopez explains the role that agriculture plays in Maya spirituality when he relates it to the role that salmon plays to groups Indigenous to this region, similar to the role that corn plays. In addition to selling produce and flowers at the UBC farm market, members of the Maya garden share knowledge about traditional cooking and the use of Maya food production technologies that do not rely on fossil fuels. Members of the Maya Garden also engage with UBC through courses in digital ethnography, pre-Columbian art history, and land, food, and community. For more information about these projects, videos, and how to get involved, please visit the Land-Based Aboriginal Strategy section on the UBC Farms website.